Your Best Marriage podcast. I'm your host, Whitney Shayo.
And I'm your host, Bessa Shayo.
And this is the place where we believe that every single marriage out there has a chance.
Yes, every single marriage has a chance to be awesome and to be fulfilling.
That's right. And you guys can always reach out to us on Twitter. I'm at Whitney Shayo.
And I'm at Bessa Shayo.
Of course, you can like us on Facebook.
Which is Facebook.com/ Live Your Best Marriage.
And you can always go back to the place where it all started, which is liveyourbestmarriage.com/blog.
Oh, yeah.
So the topic of today's podcast is doubt.
Oh, yeah.
And we wanted to talk about ways that we can, ways of getting rid of doubt. Because I think that if we're able to do that, it can help us save our marriage.
Yeah, you know, I think doubt is one of the biggest problems that we have in life, not only just in marriage, but just in also in anything that you are trying to do. There's always a doubt. Can I do it? Can I make it? Is it going to happen? Can I really make it happen? And when we come to marriage, sometimes you also doubt that, is this going to work? Am I putting a lot of time here and this is just a waste of time?
Absolutely. I think uncertainty on any subject can cause problems.
Yes.
And so the way that doubt can creep into a marriage is when there's a misunderstanding, we just have that tendency to assume the worst.
Does he love me?
Right. Does he love me? Or even if there's a miscommunication.
Because if he loved me, he wouldn't say that.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. And then there's always that question. What did she mean by that? Why did she say it that way?
Yeah.
You know, what is the implication? What did she, you know, there's all these, we start asking all these questions.
And the funny thing is when we start, for most of us, when we are starting our marriage, dating, and we when somebody has made the commitment to get married, doubt at that time is very little. Mm-hmm. There's a feeling that we can handle it or we can make things work.
Mm-hmm.
But the more we are together, the more the devil puts in the doubt in us.
Right. And another huge issue is it can become a habit. We can slip into the habit of, you know, just making these negative assumptions about our spouse. And so when they do say something that we're not quite sure what they meant, then those situations all of a sudden add up. We have past examples that we refer back to.
Especially like, if you like to keep track.
Yeah, if you're good at keeping track. And so your RAS in your brain, your reticular activating system, actually makes you look for other examples that happened before to confirm what you're thinking right now. So you'll remember back to, oh yeah, he did say that, you know, several months ago he mentioned so-and-so, or she said blah, 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 you know, and I think I'm pretty sure that this is what she's implying.
Yeah.
You know, so our brain actually helps us search for more examples to just confirm, you know, what we're already thinking.
And the funny thing is, you're right. We just find that we always find what we are looking for. If we are trying to figure out why he's acting that way or why she's acting a certain way, there's so many examples that our brain comes up with,
mm-hmm.
to confirm what we are thinking.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So insecurity becomes a major, major issue. And I think as a wife, a lot of times, insecurity is a really big problem for me.
Mm-hmm.
That's something I deal with. And so, but even just, this can also happen at your job, any project you're working on, anything you're doing, if you feel like you messed up, those feelings of doubt and insecurity always make you look for, you know what, yeah, I screwed up on this other thing too. And you know what? I bet everybody noticed.
Oh, yeah.
So it just all, like I said, it becomes a habit. I mean, everything just builds up.
Yes, it builds up, and it seems like you can never do anything right.
Yeah. And I mean, that's definitely not fun if it's happening, you know, in your career or in other places. But in marriage, I think it can be especially painful. Because, like, if it gets to the point where you doubt whether or not your spouse even loves you.
Yeah.
Or you start doubting if they really care about you. It can really just go downhill fast.
Yeah, from that point.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And because we'll just continue to build a case.
Yes, that's, yeah, that's the word. Building a case.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, like, so, like, with my insecurity, yeah, I'm really good at just, I'll continue to build a case as for, like, why my husband doesn't think I'm attractive or whatever the issue is. I'll just keep coming up with things that prove what I think,
mm-hmm.
you know, is true, right?
Oh, yeah.
And so, and this can all happen very quickly.
Oh, yeah.
It doesn't take years and years for this to develop.
I know.
I know. Yeah, if you know, then you should be more reassuring. So it's like, it really does not take decades for these things to develop.
Yeah.
It can take a few days. It can take a few weeks.
A few hours.
A few hours.
A few minutes.
I mean, a few comments. And I'm like, okay, really? Like, what was that about? You know?
And he was just expressing himself.
He was just talking. But, and this is something that a husband or a wife can suffer from. I mean, it doesn't just have to be the wife. But I know that for me, specifically, I'm more prone to wondering, okay, what, like, why is he talking about that? Or what did he mean by that?
And why is that?
I don't know. It's just this insecure feeling. I don't know. I guess it goes back to a feeling that I think I'm not good enough or something. It's just that whole doubt thing. That's what it does.
But so how can you stop doubt?
So I think first is to raise your confidence.
Okay.
Which is not always easy to do, but yeah, just become more confident.
I think.
What do you think?
I think it's easy. I think it can be easy if you are committed.
Mm-hmm.
I think when you're committed to something and you're like just into that thing like 100%, you are not as doubtful as when you have two things.
Mm-hmm.
You are trying to figure out which one is the best.
So committed to your marriage or committed to not having doubt?
Committed to your marriage or committed to your business or committed to whatever you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
But if you... So
the commitment helps bring on this feeling that you know it's going to work out?
Like, or you'll find a way.
Oh, okay. That you'll be able to find a way.
Yes. Either you know or you'll find a way, which is different from, I don't know. Let's try it out and then we can see. And then if it doesn't work out, and maybe I'll be here for a few years. And if this one doesn't work out,
right,
we'll just see.
We'll just see if he gets tired of me or not.
Yeah, we'll see. And the good guys at dictionary.com say, commitment is the state or quality of being dedicated to a cause, activity, etc.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, you are 100% dedicated to an activity, a cause, something like that. Like you are devoted, you are loyal, you are faithfulness, fidelity. So basically, you there is no two ways about it. This is the one thing that you're going to do. You are married or you are going to do this business, and it doesn't really matter what people say or what I think about it, whatever. It's just, I am, this is what I'm going to do.
So the more dedication you have helps you just feel more certain.
Yeah, feel more certain and brings less doubt. Because doubt can really kill anything, a project, any...
Yeah, definitely it can. So, because I know that if I assume the worst, then naturally I will just feel the worst.
Oh, yeah.
So...
Yeah, because, again, the dictionary says doubt is a feeling of uncertainty or lack of conviction. So when you're committed, you get that certainty that, like, I will do this. This will happen. So commitment will take away the doubt.
Right.
Which is lack of conviction or lack of a certainty. Yes.
Yeah, because having a strong conviction for something, it's like you really believe that's the way to go.
That's the...
Or that's...
You might be right, you might be wrong. That's not the issue. The issue is this is what I'm going to do. This is what's right. And this is... You might be proven wrong later, but... And that's why... In the battlefield, they don't have a lot of committees. Should we do this? Should we go and attack? No. When the general says something, that's what we're gonna will have to be done. Because in situations like that, where it's like a life and death situations, you don't want a lot of like talking about it, thinking about
wondering,
should we not, can I go, can't I go, is it the right thing, it's not the right thing. That will be, we'll talk about that later. But for now, this is what we are doing. So we get committed, which takes away the doubt.
So it can also be something as simple as when your spouse tells you they love you, you believe it.
Yes.
You have a strong conviction. You just know, okay, they love me.
Yes, you believe it, and you're just you believe that that's what's... Because at the end of the day, them saying they love you, or it's what you think it is. So you can, if you can say, you know what? Yes, he said he loves me, but I don't know. Or he said he loves me, and I believe he loves me.
Because a lot of times what can happen is when there's a misinterpretation, if we assume that they meant the worst, or like if we assume they really wanted to be mean, then, I mean, that's just what we'll believe. We'll end up thinking that they're out to get us.
Because, again, I go back to the same old. You are not 100% committed to making it work. Because if you're 100% committed to making work, that's all you'll see, how to make it work. And this reminds me of when I think the Wright brothers were inventing flight. So for thousands of years or hundreds of years, whatever, thousands of years, I guess humans, we had looked up, saw the birds flying, but humans could not fly. So when the time the Wright brothers were thinking that they could make it happen, they will make flight possible. Just imagine the people around them. The people around them were like, dude, it's not going to happen. People, like very smart people, were saying this won't happen. It won't happen because, and they gave all these reasons. Yes, it was impossible, but there's some folks who are 100% committed. They actually could see it. Everybody else couldn't see it. Now it's so routine to fly that it's like we don't even think twice about it. And that's what will happen in your marriage. Your in-laws, your friends might say that this is not going to work. Just ditch the guy.
Right. So so that's someone putting doubt
into your head. And because we don't realize that's what's going, we can't tell them like, you need to cut it out.
Someone can actually plant a seed of doubt.
Yes. So the Wright brothers, back in the day, they could not entertain that kind of nonsense. Or because if they did, they wouldn't be thinking about flying. Nobody had flown.
Right.
This didn't make sense. This was nuts. But it wasn't nuts to them.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's so normal that we can't even believe not flying.
Right.
But there was a time it was like, these guys are crazy.
Mm-hmm.
So when it comes to your marriage, sometimes a lot of folks will try to put a lot of negativity into your marriage. But you have to realize that and actually tell them to stop. Or just move away from that, because that planting of doubt will take away the conviction and start to bring some uncertainty into the whole situation.
That's right. And it can also, as we build the case for reasons why we think our spouse is against us, or we think that, you know, they don't really love us, or whatever the case is, it's always important to remind ourselves that we're on the same team.
Yes.
That's a huge, huge thing that we can do. Actually, I think that's probably the number one tip that I would give someone to try to start getting rid of doubt, is remind yourself that you are on the same team as your spouse and they're not against you.
No.
So, because, yeah, you're right. Other people, if we ask for advice, it is so easy for them to plant those seeds of doubt.
Yeah.
They can ask those questions like, well, are you sure he's right for you? Or are you sure you're really happy being like that? You know, those types of things.
Yeah.
Really have a lot of power to influence us.
Because some of the synonyms of the word doubt are uncertainty, indecision, hesitation, suspicion. You are starting to be suspicious.
Right.
Confusion. So, if you can just look at some of the synonyms, it just shows you that you are being suspicious of what's going on. You're like, I don't know. I really don't know. You are hesitant.
Absolutely.
Should I really do it?
Absolutely.
Because
you are not committed. I mean, if you're suspicious, then, you know, you're sitting there wondering, I don't know what his intentions are, and you begin to question, and you actually begin to really, I think, put up this emotional block between the two of you.
Yes.
You won't be receptive of the things that they tell you. When they do say positive things to you, if they give you a compliment or they say I love you,
like,
you won't be able to receive it as well, because
I think they're barring me up.
Yeah, you have that underlying suspicion.
Yes.
So you're always wondering, I'm not really sure if that's 100%, you know.
I don't know. And that whole issue of hesitation.
Right.
If you know for sure, you will make it work.
Mm-hmm.
There's no hesitation.
There's no holding back.
Yes. It's just, for example, like driving to the store. You've done it 1,000,000 times, 100 times, whatever. And when you start the trip, there is no holding back. It's like, hey, guys, I'm going to the store and I'll be back.
Right.
Yes. Things can go wrong. I know you can have a wreck, whatever, but that is not an issue for you right now.
Mm-hmm.
It's like you've done it so much that you know it's going to happen. Or it's like the sun rising in the morning or the sun rising from the east.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, you know, when you are asked, will the sun rise from the east?
Mm-hmm.
There's no like, I don't know, I mean, I don't know. It's like, I know it's going to do that because it has always done that, and you know for sure it's going to happen. So there's no hesitation and there's no confusion and indecision and uncertainty about that issue. It's a fact.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
That's right.
And that's what we want to have to happen in our marriage, where we know for sure this is what's going to happen. We love our spouse. I know some people will start even bringing negativity to your marriage, but you can say, no, I don't want to hear it. You can go and talk to your spouse about it, but you don't entertain that nonsense from other people.
Absolutely.
Yeah. When it comes to you and your spouse, you are a team.
Yes, and everybody knows that.
Oh yeah.
Yes. That's great. And so I think, yeah, aside from that first tip of just remembering that you're on the same team, is I think another tip that I would like to keep in mind is don't let the negative comments that your spouse does say. I mean, because it happens. If your spouse does say something that offends you, don't let that cancel out all of the nice things that they've said.
Yes.
And actually, Pace is the one that really taught me that. A few years back, he's like, you know, one bad thing does not erase all of the good things. So that's something to keep in mind too, because a lot of times we can have that tendency to focus on the negative more. And so much that it actually makes us forget about all of the good times we had.
Yes.
And just all the good things that we have going for us.
Yes.
So I think that would really be just another thing that to advise, you know, don't let one thing that didn't go so well mess up all of the great things that you have going.
That are going well, yeah.
Yeah, because, and that is a really big part of what doubt tries to do. It tries to make you focus more on the things you don't like or the things that, you know, made you unhappy.
Oh, yeah.
As opposed to just, you know, remembering all those great things that you guys have going for the two of you.
And, you know, sometimes biology works against us because the things that help us, the things that are good and they are helping us, we tend not to focus a lot on them because they're just good and they're just there.
Mm-hmm.
But the things that can hurt us, that's what, like the bad, the mean negative things, we like to focus on them because those are the things which can injure us. They can hurt us. So, in a way, we are built to protect ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
So the good things they're there, we ignore them, we move on. Mm-hmm. But the bad things, because if we don't watch the bad things, we're going to get hurt. And nobody wants to get hurt. So that's, for some reason, that's what we are literally built to protect ourselves.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yes. And it might be harder for somebody to ignore that bad thing because they need to protect themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's true. And so misunderstandings will always be there.
Oh, yeah.
But if we're looking at it like the glass is half empty, if that's how we view everything in such a negative way, then everything will always look bad.
Oh, yeah.
You know? And so that's what I hate about being doubtful. Is that it? That's what it does. It does a great job of just making everything look terrible.
Yeah.
So whether it is or not.
And sometimes before you even start a big project or whatever project, it's actually better to take care of that hesitancy and suspicion and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you don't take care of that,
mm-hmm.
you'll end up not even moving at the pace that you should, because you're moving one step and you're holding back. You're not going all in.
Absolutely.
You're starting a little bit and you're like, I don't like this. I'm going to quit. And then a few days later, okay, I can do this. The next, I'm going to quit. And it's back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes. Absolutely. So, again, I mean, uncertainty is no friend of a married couple.
No.
Because it's just so easy to get caught in that habit of, you know, focusing more on the negative things and just having that feeling of, you know, not being sure if things can work out or not.
Yes.
And so, but having a strong conviction and just believing that, okay, things are going to work out. Things will go well. And you know what? Even when we do have problems, we can figure it out.
Yeah.
We'll be able to find a way.
Because you believe that you as a couple are stronger than the problems that you are getting. It's just like the Wright brothers who believed that they could fly the plane, although everybody thought they were nuts. I would think they were nuts too.
Right. Absolutely, absolutely. And there's a million examples of that, of people doing great things and proving everybody else wrong, you know, that it was possible. And also there are tons of happily married couples who have been able to show that it is possible to overcome these struggles.
Mm-hmm.
And so I would just like to encourage everybody to keep that in mind.
Mm-hmm.
And I know we talk about positivity a lot here at Live Your Best Marriage, and because Pesa and I truly have found out that having a good attitude really, I mean, I think you've won half the battle right there just by having a great attitude. And just because your attitude determines how you view the world.
Yes.
And how you view, how you approach a situation.
Yes.
And a lot of the decisions we make come from that.
Yeah.
You know, again, just being able to have that positive outlook,
mm-hmm.
that is a huge, huge help.
And
so the uncertainty and, you know, not being fully committed, not having a strong commitment, really, I think, can make it so much worse.
Yes.
Because as Pesa had talked about earlier, you know, if we don't believe that something is going to work, we won't really put in
100%.
Yeah. I mean, the effort that we put into it.
Yes.
Isn't going to be very much. And then.
Even just the emotional energy.
Yeah, energy. And then, I mean, if we're not putting as much effort as we should, then obviously the results we'll get are going to be subpar. And then just brings more doubt. Like, okay,
I knew it's not going to work.
Yeah.
And then, which, it's like a cycle. Like
You'll fall into that trap of, oh, well, I wonder why, you know, things just aren't going well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It wasn't meant to be.
I wonder if it was meant to be.
Yeah.
So, folks, just as a recap, we are here to encourage you to just see the best in your spouse. And ultimately, our goal is to bring out the best.
Hey, commit to your marriage. Other. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
If you want to starve the doubt,
mm-hmm.
commit to your marriage.
Absolutely. So bring out the best in one another and enjoy it along the way.
Yeah.
And so also, one way to get rid of the doubt is to remember that you are on the same team.
Oh, yeah.
And don't let the negative or offensive comments cancel out all of the great things and loving things that your spouse has said to you.
Mm-hmm.
Focus more on those great things and those good times.
Because they actually mean a lot.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, they do.
Mm-hmm.
They do. Cherish those good times.
Yes.
And you guys can always reach out to us on Twitter.
At Pesa Shayo.
You can find me at Whitney Shayo.
And you can always find us on Facebook. Facebook.com/ Live Your Best Marriage. It's liveyourbestmarriage.com. So don't forget to subscribe to the podcast at iTunes or Stitcher. And until next time, God bless and goodbye.
Are you tired of being upset, lonely, feeling empty, or just plain frustrated with your marriage? And no matter how hard you try, you're not getting anywhere, just going in circles? No matter how much you try to make time for one another in your schedule, or how many times you say, I'm sorry, Pesa and I have put together 99 ideas to help you connect with that one special person so that things can start to be more like the way they were before everyday life got in the way and caused the two of you to drift apart. We want you to have 99 ways to show love to your spouse absolutely free. You can find it at 99waystoshowlovetoyourspouse.com. Because here at Live Your Best Marriage, we truly hope that the two of you can move closer together and enjoy the connection that comes from achieving a stronger bond. Again, that's 99waystoshowlovetoyourspouse.com. That's the number 99waystoshowlovetoyourspouse.com.